This is an interesting little story out of the Cairns Post today. It says residents are bewildered that breast screening reminders are considered more important than cassowary awareness on the electronic signs on the Karanda Range. Speewah resident Karen Kay said she'd been lobbying Main Roads to display a message reminding drivers there were cassowaries in the area. Since Elvis, the cassowary, was injured in February, she said she was mystified to see a breast screening reminder on the sign on Wednesday morning. She said she questioned why the safety of cassowaries wasn't considered an emergency in the first place, given their declining numbers, especially since the sign was located just 100 metres from where three chicks were killed last year. She said it was disheartening that locals had to resort to putting up their own signs, which often got taken down. I put a call through to Jax Burgess and Secretary Karanda Conservation up there. Hello, Jax.
Hello there. How are you going, John? I haven't spoken for a while.
No, I thought you'd gone off me. Now, now listen to me, but this is a bit bizarre, isn't it? I mean, this is one of the most pressing challenges you've got up there, and these reminders, which are important, admittedly, about breast cancer, etc., but they're all over the place. I can see why she's got a nose out of joint.
Yes. One thing I would say about signs, and this is probably a message for TMR, Department of Transport and Main Roads, is that if you keep on putting up signs, people become oblivious to them. And so putting up about breast screening, it only affects half the population anyway, and then only half of that half, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
So putting up a sign like that is probably not the most appropriate place to put up a sign. It's going to get to everybody, but most people are irrelevant.
Mm.
And putting up signs that are irrelevant just mean that they're not going to look at the next one because it's probably something irrelevant.
Yeah.
So I think that there's a danger if they put up things like that just to occupy the space. They're not doing themselves any favours when there is something really critical going on and you put up the sign and everyone says, oh, it'll be something irrelevant.
Exactly. So you're supporting the call here. That sign, that state government sign, could be devoted to warning people about the cassowaries?
If the cassowaries are relevant at the time. And that's another thing. Constant signs going up about cassowaries when cassowaries are not on the range and they are not on the an issue at that particular time is probably just as useless as a breast screening one.
I see the point you're making. By the way, I'm looking at this photo, the three killed here, save the cassowary. That's a homemade sign. It looks quite effective.
I think it is, and I'm so surprised that the Department of Transport has let those signs be there because they are effective. That is exactly the spot where the birds were killed and where Elvis was bumped. Yes, they are very relevant, and thank you, TMR, for leaving them there because I think that they get the message across very well.
Mind you, I've got to say, this lady says, Karen Kay says, it's disheartening that locals had to resort to putting up their own signs, which often got taken down.
Well, there was a whole spate of it where there were lots of signs going up and then the department came along and said, you can't do anything in our space, and took them down. Mm. They were returned back to the person who did all the hard work, Patrick Dolver, and his wife have done all that work, all that painting, all that putting up and putting down. So thanks to them.
Mm.
And it's nice that they have been left there because they do actually serve a very good purpose.
Yeah. Any update on Elvis?
Elvis is being seen around. At the present time, he's avoiding Priscilla because the mating season is just about to start.
Mm.
So the females are the ones who kick that off, and they come looking for the males. And the males are the ones who are on the run. But because of Elvis's accident,
yeah,
I think that he's probably not into too much pokey-pokey at this time, because he's probably feeling still a little bit sore, and the thought of doing it all again is probably a bit much for him. So as soon as Priscilla is in the vicinity. He's off.
Okay. Okay. This has been fascinating, Jack. Please, we can find a humorous aspect to this challenge that faces us all.
Well, you know, we do tend to liken a lot of things that animals in nature do to our own standards.
Mm. Exactly.
We say, oh, look at the roosters. They're all crowing to, and they're all talking to each other. I don't think it's got anything to do with what they're doing at the present time. It's just that that we put on these human standards because that's all we know.
Anyway, we're all aware now that that Elvis isn't up to any jiggery-pokery at this stage in his recovery.
Right. That's right. I think he's okay. You're not going to be able to talk on TV, on the radio anymore if you're going to laugh like that.
Oh, exactly. I'll get into trouble. all right, Jax, it's always a great pleasure.
Did you get the cassowary stickers?
What's that, sorry?
Did you get the cassowary stickers?
No. Oh, yes, we did. People are nodding furiously out there.
Oh, right. Yes, well, they were for you to put on your rubbish bin.
Oh, okay, good on you, Jax. I appreciate all this news. I'll get the update later, and thank you. That's Jax Burgesson. She's leading the battle to save these precious birds up there at Caranda, Secretary, Caranda Conservation Committee Nursery.